Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. He's the author of something under 100 books, which you sold something over a million copies across the galaxy, including How to Run Your Business by the Book, including How to Deal with Difficult Customers. You had any of those? TKO Business, the TKO Business Series, and on and on. And he's such a smart, wise guy, business owner extraordinaire, just like you. And he's our good friend, David. Welcome back. Are you there?
I am.
There you go.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can. It's good to have you back.
And it is wonderful to be back. We've been together a lot of years.
A long time, 15 to be exact. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit later on. Hey, Dave. You're a really cool dude. You're kind of a mild-mannered, soft-spoken dude, and I've never known you to be an aggressive type. I know you've gotten the job done because I know about your success story. So I know you worship at the throne of results, and that doesn't happen by being mealy-mouthed wallflower. But you want to talk about having a killer instinct today, and I don't always think of you as being a killer, Dave. Tell me about that. What's going on?
You've never seen me on the martial arts mat.
You're right. I haven't.
But you know what? I work with a lot of businesses, but I also work with some athletic teams. And you hear more about killer instinct and mental toughness in sports than you do in business. But the fact is, you've got to have it, and they're different, and they complement each other in the arena that you're in. And killer instinct doesn't mean that you're people think it means, well, you're mean. No, it means you want something bad enough to fight for it.
Right.
If you look up the definition, it says an aggressive urge to attain a goal. And I think sometimes in businesses, we don't set goals big enough that make us aggressive enough and tenacious enough and persistent enough on a day-in, day-out basis. We just kind of go through the motions to get more out of our businesses, to get more out of what we're doing. And so killer instinct starts with goals, I mean, that really move you into doing something other than what you'd ordinarily do. And you need it in all aspects of life. If you're trying to save a relationship, you better have killer instinct. If you're fighting cancer, you better have killer instinct. You better have that aggressive, tenacious urge to attain that goal. But it starts with goals that are worth really fighting for. And so many business people, their goal is to make it through another month.
Yeah. You know, Dave, the way I think of killer instinct, and I feel like I have had that, is not the kind of things that people might think. But to me, having a killer instinct is wanting it more than the person I'm going up against.
Absolutely.
How that manifests is making sure that I do everything I have to do to make it happen. No stone unturned.
You're right, Jim. And it doesn't mean you have to be an extrovert or an introvert. Killer instinct isn't about personality. You can be very quiet, very introverted, and just be a killer. I mean, you are intense, you're unstoppable, you fight for what you want, you outthink, outwork, outlast, outclass the competition, right? So people think, well, I'm not the big extrovert, jump up and down type of loud type. Sometimes those guys are phony anyway.
They're instincts, I think of being able to concentrate. Because concentration is a really important intangible in any kind of an endeavor, isn't it? Being able to concentrate and focus.
Well, it is, because if you don't have that, then you're spending your days a mile wide and an inch deep, and you're not putting enough energy and effort into that goal or those handful of goals that mean the most. And so if you can't concentrate, and that's what focus is, the ability to concentrate. Everybody focuses on something. Sometimes they focus on low return things, too many things at once. But the question is not, do you have focus? Do you have focus on the goals that matter most? And are you putting disproportionate time and energy into those things? And you're not going to if you don't have that killer instinct.
If
it's not a goal worth concentrating on.
You don't have killer instinct about everything in your life. I mean, if you try to be have a killer instinct about everything, then you're going to come off across as kind of a weird kind of person. But a killer instinct is about going after something that's important. Like, well, for one thing, you know, getting your business off the ground, or maybe going after a customer, or making sure that a customer is happy with you. A lot of different things. And I do like the fact that you said that it's about having goals.
Yes, it is. It is narrowly focused goals. Goals that are a stretch, you know, goals that you can't hit with business as usual. If you can hit it with business as usual, if it's really not going to stretch you or change you or cause you to make any decisions other than you'd make, it's not going to bring out the best in you.
Hey, Dave, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I know Dave puts mental toughness close together with killer instinct, and I agree with him, but I think mental toughness deserves its own conversation. And we're going to talk about that after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.